What is your most terrible memory?
The day I found out that my mom passed away.
Probably a certain fight I got into with my mother when I was a teenager.
I had this really terrible argument with my dad one night, and I just folded myself into the corner of my closet and I sat in a ball.
Terrible is a tough word.
Probably the day that I came home from school and found my mom in the living room going over pictures of what we later found out was my father and her husband's mistress.
Just before I went off to college, my mom and I were in the car together, and she was like, I have something to tell you. And she said, I, now that you're going off to college, you need to know that your grandfather is an alcoholic. At that point in time, he had been sober for 25 years, 30 years. And she was telling me to say, like, this is part of your DNA. This is part of who you are. You're going out to college where you could potentially drink. Like, you should know this about yourself and your family. But I remember just, like, the image of my grandfather kind of shattered for me. And it was also funny because all of the pieces kind of fit together, because I, for my entire life, he's going to meetings on Mondays, and I never really knew what the meetings were. Now I do. And he would have these random phone calls when we were over there, where my grandmother would be like, he has to take a call in the bedroom. And I realized that he was helping folks, and he would get calls in the middle of the night when people were having a hard time. Obviously, that's a testament to say what amazing human being he was, that he triumphed that way and that he helped others. But I just remember that moment of, like, hearing that reality. And, you know, my 17 years of who I thought he was is very different.
I think that would be my first day of seventh grade, when I had switched schools from the United Nations International School to a almost entirely white school in Brooklyn. And it was incredibly lame, and I hated it. Everyone there dressed the same and thought the same. It was awful.
When I was at a pre-college program, a bunch of us were goofing off and playing chicken, and I accidentally dropped a girl on her head. It really banged her up, and I still have nightmares about it.
I said something once to my sister when I was a kid that really hurt her, and I really regret it.
The most disturbing, I guess, was when I was abused by a friend of my father's when I was about 16. It wasn't overtly violent, but it's still disturbing.
What's your most terrible memory?
Waking up after being in a coma.
When my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Well, about 5 years ago, I was in a very bad mental state and ended up at a party where I, like, blacked out, and not a good situation. But it changed my life forever in ways that were very difficult at the time, and a lesson that was very hard to learn, but I'm so much a better person for it now.
I was actually just talking about this. It's definitely with my grandmother again. I was trying to go visit her when she was sick. She had some sort of lingering heart disease or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. I was a teenager, and I went to go see her. And she was always like this spunky, powerful, like, full of shit, sarcastic, hilarious lady. And when I went to go see her, she was laying on a cot, and she didn't know who I was. And this was really my first big loss of someone who meant that much to me. So the fact that she didn't know who I was really upsetting. And she had already decided the music that should be playing at her funeral before she passed, even though it was unexpected, because that's music was part of her life. And she chose the most beautiful music to be playing at her funeral. It was perfect.